contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And hello again. Staying up late Sunday night, your last treat for the weekend. Music on the way to get Monday started on just the right note. Me, Bill Overton, the company till four.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
From Grieg's Peer-Gynt Suite No. 1, Anitra's Dance, performed by the Orchestra of the Swiss Romande. Before it, Carl Jenkins' Palladio. We heard the Allegretto, performed by Carmina Lowry and David Alderman, along with the London Symphony Orchestra. How are you? How was the weekend? Bit of a treat temperature-wise. Now cooling down in every sense with Classic FM. If you've been rushing about, first day of June and all that, getting in the spirit of meteorological summer. The cold reality of Monday morning is looming not too soon, I hope. The next few hours, a musical safety net, trust me.
Thank you.
The Choir of York Minster, Robert Sharp directing there, Thomas Tallis's If Ye Love Me. Classic FM for a late night, some live company, Bill Overton till four. The most relaxing music, however you like to wind down. Both John Rutter and John Williams coming up in the next half hour. That's with me. You always have the option, of course, of our extra stations as well. Classic FM Calm, Classic FM Movies, they're on the app. Just ask your smart speaker if you have one to find them for you. Stay listening live if you want to get in touch. That's great. And hear our all-nighter right now by Beethoven, his Ode to Heroism and Greatness, his longest solely instrumental work. For the next 50 minutes, it's the start of his Eroica Symphony. Your tipping point into Monday morning. Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, the opening movement, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, that recording conducted by Simon Rattler, our all-nighter for this Monday morning. Tomorrow, same time, Elgar celebrating his birth date a day late, but better late than never, as they say. Never too late to catch up with all your favourite shows and presenters on Classic FM, of course. That is why there's the Global Player app, which is free to download if you haven't already. Debbie Wiseman's new series, Real Music, started Friday night. Her guest was Sheila Hancock. All this new series, guests that Debbie's composed scores for in the past. In this case, with Sheila Hancock for the film Evie, which is out in 2017. For that and other weekend shows you might have missed, Alan Titchmarsh on Saturday, Stephen Mangan yesterday afternoon. Scroll back for a whole week after they're first aired so you never miss a minute. Another film score I have very soon, one by John Williams. It starred Tom Cruise. First, this by Samuel Wesley.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
an Oscar-nominated John Williams score from Bourne on the 4th of July, starred Tom Cruise. It was an Oliver Stone film, but Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, he was also nominated for that same year. Unlucky Alan Menken, the eventual Oscar winner, Little Mermaid. Tim Morrison, the trumpeter we heard, with the Boston Pops Orchestra before it, Samuel Wesley's Symphony No. 3, the Milton Keynes Chamber Orchestra. Late night, Classic FM, swanning along into a new week with Sibelius very soon. Uplifting and refreshing, I promise, if you're needing a splash of courage for your Monday morning. Renee Fleming sings Puccini for us next.
Classic FM.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced. The National Lottery launched. And Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Zero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Search Zero.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
John Rutter's The Lord Bless You and Keep You. He was conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra himself there. And before it's René Fleming, O Mio Bambino Caro, we heard from Gianni Schicchi, London Symphony, sorry, Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of Charles McCarris there. Bill Overton here. More of the most relaxing music if you're going to be staying up with me past two, including the start of Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. Shostakovich's The Gadfly score as well. And Andrea Bocelli will sing for a dedication and explanation why you're up so late. That's optional. None of my business, really. Just to say hello. Always good to hear from you. You can text to 61812. Email me, if you prefer, at classicfm.com, the website, or WhatsApp me from Global Player, if you're listening there. Sibelius now is Symphony No. 5.
Thank you.
finale, the actual finale of the Symphony No. 5 by Sibelius, the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra we just heard there. What you don't know about June the 2nd? Well, we'll find out after the news. Also going to be introducing you to Classic FM's newest listener on the way.
Classic FM.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan, so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Hoi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The FBI says it's investigating an attack on protesters in Bouldering, Colorado as an act of terror. One man was taken into custody, as our US correspondent Simon Marks now reports.
Videos filmed by passers-by in Boulder show a number of people lying on the ground injured as smoke billows around them. A man carrying what seems to have been homemade Molotov cocktails in bottles and jars attacked a weekly pro-Israel demonstration at which calls were being made for Hamas to release its remaining hostages. FBI Director Kash Patel called the incident a targeted terror attack, but the local police chief says it is far too early to speculate about the attacker's motive. The suspect was arrested, he says, without incident.
The Prime Minister is due to announce the details of the government's strategic defence review later on. Much of it has already been previewed, along with a plan to build more attack submarines and new ammunition factories. Israel's military has denied firing on civilians near an aid distribution site in southern Gaza. Palestinian health officials claimed at least 31 people were killed and more than 170 were injured on the way to receive food. And the Ministry of Justice says a triple killer convicted of the so-called Essex Boys murders 30 years ago has been released from prison. Michael Steele was jailed for life for the killings of three people who were found in the back of a Range Rover near Chelmsford. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton and Classic FM 5.